You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello, I'm Brian Hobbs, editor with the Baptist Messenger, and I'm pleased to be joined with two friends, Kelly King, who serves with Lifeway Christian Resources, and Karen Kinnaird with the Baptist Messenger. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about a new book that's been authored by Kelly, Ministry to Women, The Essential Guide for Leading Women in the Local Church. But Kelly, so many people know you from your time here at the BGCO and working in Oklahoma. Where does God have you now? Tell us where you're serving and about your role.
Well, I loved my time here at the BGCO and miss being in Oklahoma, miss my people. But about 2.5 years ago, at Lifeway approached me. Chris Adams, who was the women's ministry specialist there, was retiring after 22 years. And so they just asked if I would prayerfully consider it. And God just kind of confirmed along the way that that was our next step and our next assignment. So my husband and I, Oklahoma has been home for, you know, over 50 years. And so I kind of felt like Abraham, kind of following the call and just, okay, this is a huge step of faith, but God's just really blessed that time. And we've been there almost 2 years now, which is it's gone by really quickly.
Wow.
But we love Oklahoma. And so I get to work at Lifeway and I still get to have connections here in Oklahoma. So I love that too.
Yes. Well, your ministry here was so impactful. So many women, so many families, just great ministry, and we're proud that what you're doing at Lifeway and thankful. So this book, I thought we could begin by talking about kind of how it came
sure.
about and some of the ideas and goals behind it.
Sure. Well, it's been over a year ago. The manager of resources, we were just having conversations, and she actually had been asked to lead the women's ministry at her local church. And she just went to the bookstore and, you know, was looking at what Lifeway had produced in the past, and she just said, "I'm overwhelmed." She said, "These are kind of larger resources. They're really big." She said, "Could we just dream of a resource that would be a little shorter, a little more bullets, you know, type things, just real helpful, practical how-tos?" And so that became the dream. And then just step by step, met with our publishing team, kind of work through the outlines, and then I was given, you know, the time to write. And so that's really how it came about. So a lot of it's from my own personal experience, but also just really learning how do we minister to women in the local church, which is, I believe, is really important because they make up over half of our congregations.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I know, Karen, you've had a chance to fully read and digest the book. I've looked at it myself. Mm-hmm. What were some of your impressions? What would you ask for Kelly here?
Well, I really enjoyed the book. I just finished it, and I found that, like you said, it's an essential guide. So it's perfect for somebody who's not only just starting out and trying to get a women's ministry started, but even for a seasoned leader who may want to evaluate. But it's just full of practical advice, but practically written, easy to read. So how did you choose some of the topics, some of the chapters?
Well, a lot of it came from the events that I coordinate at Lifeway, which are called You Lead. And so we do these about 12 times a year. We train ministry leaders. And so one of the things that we do at every You Lead event is we have a panel discussion and people submit questions. And a lot of the topics and a lot of the chapters are really formed from things that we saw over and over again. So whether we were in California or Florida or whatever part of the United States or Canada, we were seeing consistencies of questions. And so that helped us know these are the questions that ministry leaders are asking and how do we practically help them. For instance, generations, that tends to be a question we get a lot. Whether they say, how do we get younger women involved or how do we keep our older women involved? That's also a question we get. Leading Bible studies is a huge question. You know, what are the things that we do? Event questions. So all of it kind of really was formed out of what are the questions women are asking in the local church?
Mm-hmm. You know, as I read the book, I was thinking about many of the things you addressed that people would think that we know how to do because they seem like basic or simple things like forming a leadership team or putting together a meeting agenda or evaluating an event. But in reality, a lot of us haven't really been taught how to do that.
I know.
And you teach us how to do those things in this book.
Which is kind of, I would have thought the same thing, Karen, because I thought, well, isn't this something that people just already know how to do?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you start getting those questions and people asking you those questions again and again, you think, this isn't just something that, you do learn it from somewhere, so where are you learning? Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of how that happened.
Right, and did you learn it correctly?
True,
yeah.
True. Something, and I've learned both good and bad, you know, both, yes.
Something that stuck out to me was when you delved into some of the hot topics like social media, you talked about some of the pressures people face, and women specifically, you know, this Instagram, everything's got to look perfect. What are some of the dynamics you're seeing there, and how does the gospel and ministry press in on that and bring some hope?
That whole chapter on communication is a really hard one because you know this from doing communications, Brian. 6 months from now, it's going to be outdated.
Yeah.
Something new is going to have happened. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a new app. We're going to have a new social media type, something. So I really kind of approach that with a little fear and trepidation of like, well, we just do what we know right now. But it is, I mean, we do know that women are users and consumers of social media. So how are they using that to spread the gospel? And within their own local church and in their ministry, what are the warnings? What are the things they need to kind of know about the women in their church? What are the women in their church facing with social media? And so how do we address that? So we tried to kind of tackle a few of those issues.
Yeah. And I loved the section in here on generational. Mm. You gave kind of bite-sized thoughts mm-hmm. on each generation. What are some, as you went about this project and putting together the book, I mean, whether it be millennial or Gen X, something that
sure.
stuck out to you as far as understanding generations better?
Well, and I was really thankful. Actually, some of that information I was able to use from a BGCO project mm-hmm. that the church planning group put together. And so I asked permission if we could use some of the generational kind of information and materials. And it's interesting, we tackled kind of the boomer generation, and then we did Gen Xers and millennials. And some people will probably look at it and say, well, what about Generation Z? Or what about the silent generation? What about the two bookends of those? And for that practical reason, what we had to look at was what's the majority of women in your churches right now that you're affecting. The Generation Z still is in their teenage years and getting into college, but we don't know enough about them that we felt like that was affecting a local church ministry. So we looked at millennials and said, you know, here's some general things that we know that they are going to think differently. They want to look at different things differently. Their approach to life has been through the eyes of this history of our country, whereas a boomer generation. And I found it really interesting because I'm right on that edge of a boomer and Gen Xer. And so I always go, am I a boomer or am I Gen X? But in that, I feel like my way of thinking is probably more boomer, which I was surprised because we really were the ones that were first using computers in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I thought that would be like later. But when you think about the technology, they really are the consumerism that we started the whole like buying things and just the way that we do that. And that affects in our ministries and churches. So a millennial may be more of a minimalist. So when we look at how we're going to decorate, and you've probably done this, Karen, too.
Yes.
It's like we were used to big centerpieces, mm-hmm. make it all about the way it looked. And they're like, we don't care how it looks. We just want community. We just want to interact.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing those differences helps a group understand that.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Kelly, how can people get a copy? What are some ways to order it? And then I'll give Karen an opportunity to jump in with any questions.
Sure,
What's the best way?
Really, the best way, I think, is just to go to lifeway.com and search it under the books. Or you can also find it at your local Lifeway store. And if they don't have it, they'll order it for you. It is available on Amazon, but it's very limited right now. And so because this is kind of a niche book and that it's really for a specific audience, really lifeway.com is the best way to
Thank
get
you.
It.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. That's great.
Along the lines of that same chapter, which my favorite chapter was connecting the generations and understanding the women in your ministry. I just thought that was really well written. And you talk a lot about mentoring, but not making it a program. And you wrote a lot about how we're probably already mentoring or being mentored, and we just don't realize it, but with a little intentionality and more of a strategic look at it, we could really make more of those relationships. But what I really liked is how you spoke of women in your own life, and some of them I know.
Oh, yeah, you probably recognize some of the names.
Yes,
absolutely.
I was wondering if you could share with us one or two women.
Okay.
I mean, you even went back to your childhood, and and I know there are some from your years as a women's ministry director that mentored you.
Yeah, I got to write a blog for WMU, Women's Missionary Union, about a month ago, kind of on my missions mentor. And I went way back to my elementary school years of Othella Thompson. She just passed away last year in her 80s. She was my next door neighbor. My family was a part of a church plant, and we ran, you know, I don't know that we ever broke 100 on a consistent basis. And she taught Girls in Action, GAs. And she just, you know, loved us through, you know, the childhood years and taught us about missions and taught us about how to love and pray for missionaries. And so, and I always thought I was a little bit of a pill for her, you know? And so I kind of had lost track of her, but when I got married and ended up at Council Road Baptist, I realized that she and her husband were at that church, and she and I were in the church choir together. And just to be able to, the first time I saw her, I was like, I'm so sorry, I was such a brat, you know, and she was like, I don't remember that, you know. But she just, it was a way for me to be able to tell her thank you. And then, of course, Sue Ellen Ferguson.
Yes.
And I look at Sue Ellen, and she is still doing ministry, still heading up recovery ministry, and an amazing woman of the Lord. And she just really taught me about prayer and taught me about how to care for people. Like when they walked in a room, and even the part about planning a meeting, she just knew how to plan a meeting like no other person I've ever been around, as far as you went in and she had thought of you. And she was one of those people that made everything beautiful. And she still does. And you feel special because she's thought of those little things. And so, yeah, when I started the chapter and I started thinking about women, all these women impact your life in one way or another, in different ways. And so, wow, I wish I could write a letter to each one of them just to let them know all the things they've done. But those are two.
That's powerful.
Specific ones.
You know, Kelly, if you boil it down, we're talking about ministry leadership here, and the topic of women and leadership. Can you unpack some of the dynamics there?
Sure.
I mean, because really this is how to lead, and what were some of your hopes there with that, and speaking into that? I have four daughters, and I think about that topic a lot, and opportunities to lead. Could you?
I think, wow, it's such a hot topic even now of where can women lead, especially when you look at local church ministry and what's appropriate, what are the boundaries, you know, how do we do that? And the first thing is that women have not been taught that they can lead, or they don't see themselves as a leader, but every woman has influence. And so if a woman has a family, she's influencing her family. She's leading in her family. If she's in the workplace, if she has a job, she has influence in the job. So it's not about a position, but it's about leading through influence and leading through how's the Lord gifted you? How has He called you? And then walking in that with confidence to say, I don't do this in my own confidence, but in the competence that the Lord has given us. That's really what 2 Corinthians 3, 4, and 5 tells us, that our competence is not from ourselves, but it's from the Lord. And so helping women understand that they can walk in that with Him.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Good word. So the book also has some kind of practical things, the spiritual gifting. What are some things also that people would find when they open up this book?
Sure. So the last chapter we just entitled Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about that was, okay, what are some just practical things that we get asked that they can just implement? So whether it's a survey, when you try to assess what's going on in your church, we try to give them some questions and just said, this is not perfect. You adapt it to your needs. And that's the thing. It's really hard to be prescriptive when you look at a church of 50 and a church of 5,000. So when you do a book like this, you have to go see this through the lens of your own local church.
Yes.
Line up with the vision of your pastor. Work with him and work in that, you know, so that you're following along and leading in the way that he would like for that to happen. And so there's some generalities, but then there's some specifics. And we did do a spiritual gift survey.
Yep.
That's a standard Lifeway spiritual gift survey that we have available even online. But even some practical things about just, you know, how to put certain one thing we did not do, and I've been asked this a couple of times. They said, do you have an organization chart in there? Like, did you put an org chart? And I was like, nope, we did not, because that's one of those things that a church of 50 may only have 3 or 4 women who are working together on a team, where I went to a church of several thousand and they have about 30 or 40. So to do an org chart, people tend to pigeonhole and they go, oh, I have to have this person and I have to have this mm-hmm. person. And we just said, no, that's, you have to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah, good word. Well, the book is excellent, Ministry to Women. Check it out. I know we're coming up toward the end of our time, so I wanted to ask about maybe events on the horizon or some ministry happenings that you'd want people here
yes.
in Oklahoma to be aware of.
Thank you for asking that, because there is something. Next October of 2019, Beth Moore will be coming to the Cox Convention Center with Living Proof Live. And I'll be coming on that Friday before, so our events are before Beth events and before Priscilla Shire events. And so we do leadership training. It'll be at Council Road. I want to say it's October the 12th. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure it's on that Friday, whatever that weekend is. I should have looked that up before we started, but I would love to have Oklahomans there, and we'll have people there from all different denominations and several different states, but it'll be a great time of training. And so Oklahomans need to mark their calendars for next October and get your tickets early.
Awesome. Anything we can pray for you and your family about, or your ministry?
Sure. Just, you know, pray for the stamina of just the, you know, travel and what we're doing, and that just pray that we would honor the Lord in everything that we do, and that it would just focus on Him, and that everything we do would be about bringing people closer to the gospel.
Amen. Good word. Kelly King, Karen Kinnear, thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Check it out, Ministry to Women. Go to Lifeway and look up this book. Follow Kelly's ministry, and we're just so grateful. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.